Marblehead baseball coach Mike Giardi is joining us here on MSONewsSports.com. Mike, I'm reminded of the line from the movie Caddyshack, Cinderella story, going on the road here with a huge win for you guys yesterday against Hopkinton, the number four seed in the D2 tournament. You guys coming in at number 29. So, Mike, I guess your reaction to the win yesterday, and then we can get into some game details. Nice win.
You know, very happy. Obviously, we've been waiting for it all year for our kids to play a solid game, both offensively and defensively, and it was one of those games we just did that. Everything kind of came together. A lot of balls bounced our way. We got some big hits, some key hits at key time. One of those things, we faced their number one pitcher, and we got on him a little bit early and got some big runs, got a big second inning, and I think the kids just played with a lot of confidence. We got that first run on the board, and it was just a good feeling for us, and the kids just were really fired up.
So that was your second tournament win, just to refresh everyone's memories here. You beat Somerville, the number 36 seed, 13-11. So there's a high-scoring game here. Yesterday, obviously, you scored eight runs against their top pitcher. That's not bad, or against starting with the top pitcher, and 8-4 the final there yesterday. So how did it all come together for you guys?
You know, early on, we jumped on them. We got a couple big hits early in the game, got a 1-0 lead in that first inning, and then exploded for five runs in the second inning. And that just gave our kids confidence, as I said. The way that we put the bat on the ball, we had nine hits, seven guys drove in runs. We were up 5-0, and then before you know it, we could see that they were teetering on the edge. You know, they got a run in the third, a run in the fourth. And then in the fifth inning, we got bases loaded with no outs, and they got two quick outs. And I said, if we squander this opportunity, we could be in trouble, because you start feeling the pressure a little bit. And we got Bodie Bartram fought off a two-strike pitch and got a single to right. That drove in one run. And then Matt Mahan, who was down 0-2, just came up with a big single, two RBIs, drove in those two runs, got us added to our five-two lead to make it 8-2 at that point. Hopkinton put one on the board in the fifth. We got out of a jam there, and I'll tell you, Drew Whitman, who's just been progressing as the year has gone on, better and better, had a great game against Salem at the end of the year, although he got a no decision, and then just did a great job yesterday, 4 2/3, and really, we thought he was out of the inning. Borderline pitch that, I just thought the pressure was getting to him at that point. He had a lot of high leverage situations, wanted to get him out of there because his base was loaded. Chris Canusio comes in there, shuts it down, and then pitches the next two innings and gets out of it. Just a great job by our team, everybody staying in it. And, we brought a big squad down there, a lot of our swing players, JV and varsity guys, and the energy was just intense right from the get-go, and that's what kept us going.
Mike, when you face a top pitcher, and this is a pitcher obviously you wouldn't have seen during the regular season, do you look at him and tell your team, come up with a strategy to try to attack that pitcher? And if so, was there something like that happening yesterday?
We're a team that preaches, you got to be able to attack fastballs and get on counts early. In high school especially, it's obviously much different than, college or pro level. The zones might be a little bit bigger, you got to find your pitch early in the count and get after it. Waiting around too long can get yourselves in trouble, especially against a good pitcher. So our guys did a real good job of attacking good pitches in the zone. Riley Schmidt, who had, started the game off, went down 0-2 right away and then really got into one, even though it was caught. The ball was crushed to left field, and I said, wow, we're right on this kid just looking at our first hitter. And then, Stephen Shepard got a double to right field, and that got us into scoring position. And Shane, he gets a third base on a pass ball. Shane Keogh then drives him in on an infield fielder's choice. Just one of those things. You get that first run, and you just feel good about yourself. And our guys just, we take – hitting very seriously, in terms of our practices. We go at it. We try to get into game situations a lot with our kids, and just been doing a real good job. Hopefully we can continue it.
All right, so coming up next, Westfield. Obviously, Mike, a much easier task for you guys. What are they, ranked number 20? I mean, you used to take care of these guys, no problem.
Yeah, it's funny. In baseball, the ranking system, I think, is a little bit different, because if you have one or two good pitchers, as we've seen in the NEC, anybody can beat anybody on any given day, whether the pitcher's on or off. You know, Drew Whitman was on pretty good. We got on their starter in Hockington. So, you know, Westfield's obviously, you know, you don't see them. You don't see who they play. You don't get an opportunity to scout them, really. You know, we can't take anybody lightly. We're, you know, obviously beating at one of the top teams. Westfield's going to come in and be ready for us. So we just got to go out there and play our game, and hopefully we'll you know, get the good opportunities that we got in the Hockington game and be able to take advantage of them.
You know, Mike, I don't want to belabor this, but you mentioned the power rankings, and I was talking about this last night with the guys. I think you're absolutely right. Baseball is just one of those sports where the power rankings, you know, they're not irrelevant, but they're not as relevant as they might be in basketball, which you coach, or football, where you coach as well, because a great team can lose a baseball game at any time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I think a pitcher controls the game so much. You know, pitcher catchers kind of dominate in terms of what they're going to be doing. So if a pitcher's having an off day, or, you know, the way the league rotates through, I mean, think of the Northeast Conference. You could face everybody's number one because of the way that the rotation works in it, and you just might end up 500. I mean, we were 12-8. I believe Danvers was 11-9, yet Danvers beat us twice. They were ranked behind us, you know. They had to travel their first game. So those are the type of things that you look at when you talk about, you know, your ranking system. You can't take anybody lightly. You know, and good pitchers, good defense, that's the things that are tough to really beat. And we've seen it in the NEC. You know, we've had games where we lost to Danvers by a run. We lost to Danvers by 10. You know, you just never know what type of game you're going to get. Baseball's funny like that.
Absolutely. Mike, I'll let it go here, but any other thoughts from you? I'll kind of direct one question, but you take it for wherever you want. But it seems like you guys have put it together here in the last several weeks, or, you know, last several weeks. And I guess maybe from your point of view, what has come together? You kind of touched on it a bit, but maybe a little summarization there as a final thought from you.
You know, you obviously hope to get into the tournament, and you hope that everything comes together at the right time. You know, we were fortunate in that Somerville game. We were up big and able to hold on to it. And I said to the kids, you know, we're still waiting for us to play our best baseball. And when that comes together, we can be a really good team. And we saw that the other day, and hopefully we can keep that going against Westfield. And, you know, it's going to be a tough task. We got to travel down to, you know, out to Westfield. And, you know, we did it to Hoptington. So what's going another 30 or 40 miles, you know? So we got to get out there, but we got to just be on our game and be ready to go right from the get-go.
All right. Well, Mike, bring your easy pass. I think you'll be good. All right. Yeah. All right. There he is, Mike Giardi, baseball coach, Marblehead High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.